Hi, I'm Jason Flom, and I'm the host of Wrongful Conviction with Jason Flom.
And I'm Rabia Chaudhry, attorney and co-host of Undisclosed. So today we want to talk to you about your civic duty and your responsibility if you are chosen to be a juror in a trial.
So we know, Rabia, we're all eligible for jury duty. We all get those notices in the mail time to time, and it's, you know, usually a big imposition. Everybody feels like, oh, damn, I got so many other things to do. But I want to urge everyone to try to change your attitude about this. We should all view jury duty as an opportunity to be a very necessary watchdog for those in power and to make sure that real justice is done. And that takes each and every one of us. So if you're on a jury, if you're in the jury box and the case is a heavy one, what are some of the things that people should remember?
So first of all, I want folks to remember to be skeptical of expert testimony. One of the problems that we find now is that there's a CSI effect. People just think if something is, quote, scientific, it means it's actually accurate and factually significant. But a lot of expert testimony is based on faulty science.
Yeah, it's junk science is everywhere. But what about eyewitness accounts, memories, perceptions? What about that?
I'm telling you, the least reliable source of evidence is eyewitness accounts. And so many of us have faulty memories. It's really the least reliable evidence in a trial.
Right. Your mind is not a camera, and don't get confused into thinking that it is. What about confession testimony? Everyone believes confessions, right?
Well, everybody believes they wouldn't confess to something they wouldn't do, but it's not true. Most of us are, in fact, very susceptible to coercion. Don't accept confession testimony to be accurate unless you have seen the entire interrogation and you know that this person was not coerced.
Right. Everyone has a breaking point, and we know that up to 30% of exonerations involve false confessions to crimes that these people didn't commit. So yeah, change your attitude about that entirely right now. Okay. And what about lineup and photo array evidence? Are those reliable?
Yeah, you want to be skeptical of lineup and photo array evidence because sometimes people can say, that's him, that's definitely him. And then other times, you know, they might be led on by a cop who's saying, well, look, maybe he doesn't look like the others, but what about this one?
I mean, this is the one that makes my blood boil, but how about snitch testimony?
Snitch testimony, get out of here. Always, almost always incentivized. You have somebody in prison who's trying to get something in exchange for this testimony. Not reliable.
It's crazy, right? They offer people years off their sentence or even to drop all their charges in exchange for them testifying against somebody else. So that testimony, it shouldn't even be allowed.
To learn more and get involved, listen to Wrongful Conviction Podcast, one of my favorite podcasts.
And don't forget to listen to Undisclosed. There's so much in that podcast. Every time you listen, you're going to find some new stuff that you'll be talking about around the water cooler.
Remember, as a juror, this is your responsibility.
Right. So it's almost like a juror's bill of rights. And the more you understand, the better the chance is that we'll get actual justice and we'll have a fairer system for everyone.